Blessed Natalia Tulasiewicz was born in 1906 in Rzeszów, Poland. She grew up in a very loving family with five brothers and sisters and was well educated. Growing up, she went through the death of a cousin as well as her older sister. Natalia also went through much physical suffering due to several surgeries and tuberculosis, but she sought comfort in the Lord and also tried to bring comfort to a family who was suffering from the loss. During a time in school, she met a man named Janek, who declared himself a communist. As the years went by, the two fell in love and became engaged. However, after 8 years, Natalia broke off her engagement because of Janek's ideas and personality, which caused a great emotional suffering. We know from her writings that this was a hard decision to make. But after returning to good health, Natalia once again took up a very busy life. Natalia did a lot to grow in her faith. She attended Mass frequently, went on retreats, and prayed in adoration regularly. After coming into contact with the religious lifestyle of the Ursulines, she felt that she was ready to become a religious sister, but in her heart, she knew that God wanted her to remain in the world and to serve the Lord. She wanted to speak about God to everyone and everywhere. In September of 1939, Nazi Germany invaded Poland with plans of eradicating the Polish culture and taking away their dignity. Many families, including Natalia's, were forced to leave their homes and live in transit camps. Eventually, Natalia volunteered to take part in a very dangerous mission. She became part of the Polish underground state, which held secret meetings to resist German occupation. She was also part of the underground education in order to preserve Polish culture and to prepare children for life after the war. Her underground connections were run by priests. They taught her to care for people spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually. In 1943, Natalia volunteered to join the female forced laborers working in a German factory. Her secret mission was to uplift these women with education, religious studies, prayer, and song. Despite her own ailments and physical limitations, she worked hard to serve the people. Sadly, a year later, she was found out, arrested, and tortured. Though she was beaten and bloodied so badly, she never divulged the names of those who organized the underground state. She even wrote that she did not feel humiliated by the Germans. She was taken for preliminary interrogation to Hanover prison, then imprisoned in the Gestapo prison in Kulloin. She was again interrogated, beaten, and tortured. There she continued her mission of evangelization. On Good Friday, 1945, she heroically climbed a stool in the barracks and spoke to the prisoners on the Passion and Resurrection of Jesus, reflecting on good triumphing over evil, keeping their faith and spirits alive amidst the pain, suffering, and terror. Exhausted by hard physical work, recurring tuberculosis, and hunger, she was selected during roll call on Good Friday, the 30th of March, 1945, and the next day died in a gas chamber, just a few days before the camp was liberated. Natalia Tulasiewicz was beatified by John Paul II on the 13th of June 1999 as part of a group of 108 martyrs from World War II. Blessed Natalia Tulasiewicz, pray for us.
Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. Ever this day be at my side.